Have you ever heard the story of why there is everything instead of nothing? It started with the one whom we will call I Am. There was I Am, and then there was the illimitable and infinite gulf of what is not. That is to say, there was only I Am, and I Am was alone. How long had I Am been alone? Well, how long has no meaning when a moment and forever are the same? This could have been the end of the story. But I Am did not want to be alone, and so began to create by changing some of the what is not into what is. And I Am first created place by creating two places that were not the same. The first place was called the heavens, where I Am would be. And in the second place, something else would be. And the second place was called Adama, earth. And I Am took and shaped and formed some of the dust of the Adama into Adam. But the Adam was still only dust, and so I Am breathed into the nostrils of the Adam, and it became a living being. But there was nothing for the Adam to see or do or eat, because the earth was barren and without any plant or herb or anything else, and so the Adam was alone upon the earth, just as I Am was alone in the heavens. And it was not good to be alone. And so I Am created a garden for the Adam. And the garden was called Eden, which means fullness, abundance, plenty. Because the garden was to be full of every kind of tree. All the trees that there are today were there. Maple and palm and spruce, and all the trees that have since disappeared from the earth were there as well. The Anularia and the Banksia strahanensis, the Galapagos amaranth, and the Mason River myrtle. The Garden of Fullness even had trees that are impossible. There was a tree, the fruit of which was life itself. And there was a tree which gave knowledge of good and evil. And I Am put the Adam into the garden to till it and to keep it. And the Adam could eat from any of the trees in the garden, including the tree whose fruit was life itself. But the trees, as marvelous as they were nothing like the Adam. And so the Adam was still alone upon the earth, just as I Am was still alone in the heavens. And it was not good to be alone. And so I Am warned the Adam never to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Adam didn't know what good and evil were. And so although the Adam knew that it was alone, it did not know that it wasn't good to be alone. But if the Adam were to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it would experience the crushing weight and utter horror of being alone, of knowing what it would mean to walk from one end of the earth to the other and find nothing else its equal. Undying solitude. Undying solitude had been too much even for I Am to bear, and I Am did not wish that upon the Adam. Such a life would be a curse. And so on the very day that the Adam would eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I Am would have no choice but to give the Adam death as a release from bottomless despair. But this was wrong. This was all wrong. I Am had set out to be free from solitude. But I Am had only created a kind of earthly double, the solitary creation of a solitary creator. The Adam was alone upon the earth, just as I am was alone in the heavens, and it was not good to be alone. So I am began a new frenzy of creation, new living things, every kind of living thing that could be imagined, every kind of animal of the field and bird of the air. I am created them all and placed them before the Adam, hoping there would be found there a partner for the Adam. But the Adam merely named them and sent them away. Zebra and jackrabbit, he named them. Hummingbird and lion, ant and elephant, wolf and eagle, owl and serpent. Soon every part of the garden crept and walked and slithered and flew, but none of the animals were a partner for the Adam. The Adam was still alone upon the earth, and it was not good to be alone. And so I am made a deep sleep fall upon the Adam, as deep as that sleep which precedes a person's birth. And I am took some of the flesh of the Adam and made it into another being, like in nature, but not of the same form. And in so doing, the Adam was split. The Adam was split into Ish and Isha, he and she, male and female, of one essence and yet not identical. And I am placed them before one another in the garden of fullness, and they looked at one another and they said, at last, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And they stood before one another and were not ashamed, and they were not alone anymore. But I am looked out of the heavens and saw that creation was finished. The man and the woman were no longer alone, and it was good. But the man and the woman were of one flesh with one another. For I am, there could be no partner. There was nothing like I am in all of creation, because that was the purpose of the first creation, to make something that was not I am. So in the heavens, I am was still alone, and it was not good to be alone. And if I am should shape 1,000, 10,000 worlds, life incomprehensible, universes beyond counting, it would make no difference. I am would still be alone, like a potter at the wheel, surrounded by pottery and utterly alone. And so I am desired all the more to be with the people of the earth, to be together and not to be alone. But I am could not bring the man and the woman into heaven. They were of the earth. And from the earth, to bring them into the heavens would make them into something else, something they were not. It would destroy what they were. And I am did not want to destroy the man and the woman. What they were was good. To be flesh meant to be able to share one flesh with another. I am was not willing to change the man and the woman into something that they were not. But I am was willing to do anything else. And so I am surveyed what it would mean to become as one like a child of humanity. And taking in the whole of the story at once, law and prophets, sin and forgiveness, temple and exile, Rome and Galilee, love and betrayal, the bitterness of death and the glory of resurrection, revealing that death is but the palest shadow of eternity. I am saw what headlong risk it would be to become flesh. And I am saw what humiliation it would be to become flesh. And I am saw what matchless glory it would be to become flesh. It would mean a new creation. It would mean a new creation in flesh. That would mean a revolution in the heavens themselves. And so I am resolved to become the new creation. I am became God. And God was the God of all flesh and all spirit. And as is the way with God, in resolving to become the new creation, the thing was done. The thing was done, had always been done, could not have not been. And so in the beginning, God was not alone. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things came into being because of the Word. And what came into being through the Word was life. And the life was the light of all people. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen the glory of God, the glory as of a parent's only child, full of grace and truth. And it meant the salvation of all flesh. It meant the salvation of all the earth. And it meant the salvation, too, of God. That is the story of why there is everything instead of nothing. It is the story of the beginning and the end, of creation and new creation, of loneliness and togetherness. And if the story is confusing, if the ending and the beginning seem to be the same and yet changed, that is because when we, children of the earth, tell a story, we must begin at the beginning and go to the end. But that is not the way that it is with our God. Our God is beyond beginnings and endings, beyond time and space, beyond life and death. Our God is the great I Am.